Fever by Sean Rowe. Read by William DeFries. Copyright 2005 by Sean Rowe. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Little Brown & Company, Time Warner Book Group, and was produced in the year 2005 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Part 1. Fire. Chapter 1.
Some guys don't know when to quit. That's your problem. It was Fontana's voice. I heard the voice before I felt the hand on my shoulder. When I looked up, he was standing behind me, hazy in the smoked glass of the mirror on the back bar. Out of prison 3 years early.
"Yeah, you think you've seen it all," he said, the hand gone. "You think you've run your course, but you can't quite bring yourself to cash it in. So on you go, another day, another drink. What you really need is to find some noble exit, some way of going out in a big blaze of glory."
The kid behind the bar had been filling sample glasses and letting me taste each one. The place made its own beer, raspberry, India pale ale, one that tasted like molasses. You could see big copper vats behind a glass wall.
"Well, let's grab a table outside," Fontana said. "You have to get out in the sun, or what's the point? This is Miami."
When I got up, he was already walking out to the patio, wind catching his jacket. I couldn't see if he was carrying.
"Check it out," he said when we were sitting down.